This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Joining me today, it's such an important conversation because one wonders, we've heard many theories about the brain and cannabis, but joining us today is someone who specializes in neuroscience, and he understands the fact that as humans, this neuroplasticity happens. Our brains are constantly able to change and recreate, but how does cannabis play in that role? And joining us today is Dr. Henry Manka. And let's talk about our brains, doctor, and how cannabis can or cannot help.
Yeah, it is such an interesting topic. I live in California. I'm out here in San Francisco. And, of course, California was really the first state to start to legalize first medical marijuana and then eventually actually recreational marijuana as well. And so there's just been a huge amount of interest as this wave of legalization has hit to start to ask the question, well, hey, now that this, this plant, this weed, this drug, this medicine, this pharmaceutical, depending on what we want to call it, is legal. You know, hey, what are the broader effects that we're going to start to see among people, and maybe particularly from a brain health science? It's just been very interesting to start to see that as we've moved in California, San Francisco in particular, from a world where, hey, it was actively illegal and maybe challenging to get and certainly broadly discouraged from a societal perspective, to a situation where more like alcohol, where it's actively advertised and people are using it recreationally, sometimes very occasionally and sometimes very intensely. What are we going to start to see from a brain health perspective?
So there's so many different stories that we need to talk about. One is, what is the age that you recommend the brain should be before you start consuming actual cannabis? I'm not talking about CBD, because you and I both know that when we see young kids with cerebral palsy, when we see young kids with Tourette syndrome, when we see epilepsy, we see that this plant, the entourage, and especially CBD, that has amazing and miraculous effects.
Yeah, there's certainly more and more evidence that CBD in particular is having beneficial effects in those areas, and epilepsy in particular, where it's been very well established. And as you and everyone on this show knows, of course, CBD is quite distinct from THC, which is what causes the psychoactive effects. So with kids, the most important thing to know about kids, of course, is that, the brain is the most complex organ in the body, and it's in many ways actually the most slow to develop. You know, we now understand that, the brain continues to develop well into your early 20s. And, in particular, the areas towards the front of your brain, right behind the eyes, kind of up there, what's called the frontal cortex and the prefrontal cortex, this is an area that is actually still wiring itself up well into our early 20s. And, one might ask, well, what are the effects of that? Well, it turns out that what the frontal cortex and what the prefrontal cortex do is they're involved in, what we think of as higher order cognitive function as humans. They're involved in decision making and balancing risk and interacting effectively with other people around you. And so anything that starts to affect the wiring of that while it's still being built, raises some concerns about, hey, do you want to be messing with the wiring of this complex system that's required for everything that we, you know, think of as being important to our acting as higher order rational animals, as people? Do we want to be interfering with that wiring while it's still being built? And so I think a lot of people who are in this area would look at this and say, hey, we, you know, it's reasonable evidence that, that marijuana use, probably THC in particular, you know, do have an impact on that wiring. And maybe that's something that we should be discouraging people from using while they're young.
So as you and I both know, the brain is wired and wants what it wants when it wants it. Hence addiction. And I truly believe, as much as I love this plant for so many reasons and for so many people, I truly believe that you can become addicted to cannabis the way you can become addicted to food, the way you can become addicted to alcohol, the way you can become addicted to gambling, to shopping, to sex.
Yep.
The list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, you're of course exactly right. You know, when I was a kid, which was a while ago, I gotta tell you, Frankie, they always told us that, hey, certain drugs were addictive, like heroin, and certain drugs were not addictive. And marijuana was usually described as a drug that was not addictive. But I think we have a more nuanced understanding of that now, exactly as you're raising. You know, certainly a drug like heroin, you know, it's addictive in the sense that if you stop using heroin, you go into, you know, very significant, you know, withdrawal problems, right? Which is, of course, why quitting heroin or fentanyl or various things like that is so difficult. Marijuana doesn't have that kind of effect, but nonetheless, exactly as you say, and your analogies, Frankie, to gambling and food are right on target. You know, anything that, you know, we derive pleasure from, that, you know, interacts with our reward systems and our pleasure systems, and marijuana certainly does. You know, if that we get into a place in our life where we're gambling 5 or 6 days a week, or we're eating McDonald's cheeseburgers 5 or 6 days a week, or we're smoking weed 5 or 6 days a week, you know, that's going to be a habit that's going to be challenging to break. Not as challenging as heroin, right? But challenging in exactly that way. And it's fair to call it an addiction at that point, as you do.
So how do we, and yet I have been told that in clinical studies around the country, and started in Colorado, in the early days in Colorado, that if you gave too many edibles to a young child, the anecdote would be CBD.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the challenge that we face, you know, kind of as a society as we think about this is, you know, although as a brain scientist, I might look at this and say, look, there are negative effects on plasticity, there are negative effects on wiring of, you know, chronic marijuana use when a kid is, you know, growing up in their teens and so forth. You know, we have to kind of grapple with two things as we look at the real world, which is, hey, first of all, hey, marijuana is widely available. And, you know, we may want to discourage it, but we probably have to think of it kind of the way we think of alcohol. You know, for all the focus on what the risks are of marijuana to the developing brain, you know, you and I both know that the risks of alcohol to the developing brain are also quite significant. And so it becomes less around sort of this ironclad, hey, under no circumstances should any kid use marijuana, because the reality is we know that some kids are going to use marijuana as they're growing up. And it becomes more around, hey, how do we think about that and frame that? How do we talk to kids about it so that, hey, they're avoiding some of the worst risks of this? And, you know, just like alcohol, I think a lot of that conversation has to be an acceptance that a certain number of kids are going to try alcohol or try marijuana.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, it's about saying, look, hey, if you smoke a little weed at a party, you know, hey, maybe I'm your dad. I'm not really in favor of that. But, you know, I wouldn't want any parent to think, hey, my kid smokes some weed at a party and now I have to worry about, you know, their brain development. That's just not true.
Of course, it's not true, and I'm glad that you're saying that. Yeah, yeah. But what I do want to talk about, though, is that is it fair to say, as someone who looks at our brains, is it fair to say that whatever we need to do to get the brain to chill is a good thing?
Well, yeah, within reason. I'm certainly, as I'm sure you mean it, but. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there, as you know, who are suffering from, you know, mild levels of anxiety, mild levels of stress, mild levels of, and I don't really quite want to call it depression, but mild levels of dysthymia or mood disorder. And I think it's pretty easy to look at human societies across the past couple thousand years and say, hey, you know, we've just figured out a lot of ways of using natural products and natural substances to help us get through our day. whether that's a person who likes to have a drink at the end of a long day, or whether it's a person who likes to, take a puff at the end of the day. And, you know, at certain mild levels, that's fine. Again, if you look at alcohol, we know that alcohol has terrible effects on the brain when used chronically.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, we don't realize that you actually can die from alcohol withdrawal, where I don't know of any cases of cannabis withdrawal, you can die. So when we come back, we have to take a quick break. We will continue in just a moment. Doctor, give us the best website, how people can find out more about you and the work that you're doing at Brain HQ.
Oh, yeah. People can come visit us at www.brainhq.com.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk HZ, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyd.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Welcome back. We're talking about the brain today and cannabis with Dr. Henry Monca, CEO of Brain HQ, someone who understands the neuroscience and also understands neuroplasticity. And Doctor, welcome back. It's a pleasure. Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Thanks for having me on today.
I want to go back to what we were saying. Is it fair to say, just as meditation, just as movement, whatever it is that we need to sometimes get the edge, because we've all, I mean, I'm so concerned as a world, not just as a country, what we have all been through in the past 2.5, 3 years. And we're not talking about our mental state of wellness.
It's obviously been an incredibly challenging time over the past 2 or 3 years between COVID and the lockdowns and the political situation, you know, all kinds of things. And I think that kind of highlights an interesting issue about how we think about cannabis and other means of, you know, helping us with anxiety and stress and mood issues, which is, you know, as you and I said, hey, there's a lot of people in the world who have a stressful day, have a stressful week and, you know, have a drink or have a puff or maybe are engaging in regular meditation or maybe are helping out their anxiety and their stress and depression with regular exercise. You know, all of these things, you know, can help us over a period of time. Now, the challenge is that, you know, as a brain scientist, we really distinguish between chronic stress and temporary stress. You know, temporary stress is, hey, you got a big presentation at work, or maybe you're planning a family reunion, and you have some stress before the event. And stress like that's actually, frankly, helpful to the brain, right? Sharpens you up, right. Makes you work harder, you do your best at that big presentation, or you pull it together for your family. As brain scientists, we worry about chronic stress, and you're right to raise the past 2 or 3 years. Like, chronic stress is when you have stress for months and months and months, right, as many of us have had. And when we're suffering from chronic stress, some of the things that we might turn to alleviate our stress can turn into long-term worse habits. Now, if you're exercising to manage your stress, that's not going to be a problem if you do that for weeks and weeks and weeks. But if you turn from the kind of person who has a drink once or twice a week after a stressful day to a person who's drinking 3 beers a day to manage your stress, that's probably not helpful. And in the same way, if you turn from a person who maybe has a puff once a week to relax after a tough week to a person who's, you know, smoking marijuana, you know, 5 times a week pretty intensely, well, that's probably not the best way to manage your stress. And we have to step back and say, hey, are there different life changes a person should be making to move to a less stressful life so they don't, you know, start to engage in some stress management tools, if I may put it that way, that are not helpful in the long run. And I particularly think that when we think about kids. You know, often we think about teenagers and marijuana. And, hey, there's some argument, for example, that a certain number of kids, hey, they are stressed just like you or I are as adults. And, hey, maybe they're going to smoke weed a little bit or have a drink now and then. And, you know, we don't love it as parents, but that's a part maybe of how they're managing things. But if you have a kid who's so stressed that they're turning to alcohol or to marijuana multiple times a week, now that's a situation as a parent where you think, hey, maybe I need to figure out what's going wrong in my kid's life and help him manage his life better or her life better so this doesn't happen to them.
So I want to go back to CBD as something to take, because my endocannabinoid system can be very depleted, as yours can. And, you know, we know that CBD can be the answer. We know that small doses of THC with the CBD, depending on what's going on, can help. And why are we not having that conversation? And why are we so quick to give out the medication?
Well, you know, one of the, you know, I'm a brain scientist, as you said. I'm also a person who does a lot of clinical trials. And I think one of the biggest challenges we have in this whole field is that, hey, the regulatory apparatus around this has made it so hard to do clinical trials. You know, if CBD were any other molecule that someone had discovered in a lab or purified out of a tree, hey, we would have dozens and dozens of high-quality clinical trials that just shed a lot of light on exactly who it helps and how much. I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, that, hey, everything that we call a medicine is helpful at some doses to some people and harmful at some doses to other people. And what makes it a medicine is that very careful understanding of exactly who it's for and how much they should take. And figuring that out with CBD has been enormously difficult thanks to the regulatory challenges that the government has put in front of people who want to research this more. And often when we look at the scientific literature and we say, gosh, why is it so confusing? CBD is sometimes helpful and sometimes not, and really what's going on here? Well, that's because we've made it really hard for scientists to study CBD and figure all of these questions out the way they might have figured it out for any other molecule. And so I think that one of the things that we all should be working towards, and I hope is in our future, is a much more straightforward regulatory regimen where we can start to figure these things out more. It's been, like you said, it's been a miracle to see the effects of CBD, particularly to help kids with epilepsy. And what we need is more great studies like that to really understand, well, who and how much and all these kinds of classic questions.
And it's illegal to some extent, and yet there's no research, and the research is saying because it's not legal nationwide, and there's this catch-22 that we fall into, and then everybody is very confused about the dosing. As you know and I know, it's so hard to regulate what my sweet spot is compared to your sweet spot. So here we are. I mean, but the good news, and this is what I want our audience to hear, is that there is good news, that there are many, many ways to keep the brain stimulated, many ways to calm the brain, and CBD and cannabis may be one of the tools.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say from a scientific perspective. And, you know, as a scientist, of course, Frankie, you're always going to hear me say we need more research. We need more research. I have friends who work in psychedelic research, for example. And, of course, as you might imagine, they have exactly the same challenge. It's very, very hard to get those studies approved and get the materials they need. But, you know, there's so much promise that we see in these kinds of molecules that, you know, where we'd be remiss as a society not to try and understand it better. And, of course, things like THC and CBD, you know, we know, of course, as a society that these are drugs that have minimal side effects at best. And so, you know, for a lot of people who are maybe suffering from anxiety or various other kinds of issues like that, you know, some people can, you know, navigate their way through this successfully. Let me put it that way. Trying a little bit, seeing if it's helpful, trying a little bit more and seeing if that's helpful. You know, of course, always, you know, what I would, you know, caution anyone going down that road is, hey, developing a habit can be challenging in the long run, let's put it that way. And of course, you definitely say that for any younger person, you know, but for someone whose brain is you know, more wired up already, then, you know, exploring these kinds of options to figure out, hey, what works for me, in the same way that you might explore exercise or meditation or any one of a number of things like that, you know, could be a very reasonable way to, you know, be your own scientist, if I may put it that way.
Your word of caution is find a good practitioner. Tell me how you feel we should be navigating the brain and cannabis at this point. What are the resources?
Well, you know, like you said, we have to draw some kind of line between teenagers and adults. And whether that line is 18 or 21 or 24, you know, that's going to be up to different people. But, you know, there's no one who's young who should be using cannabis on a regular
basis. Absolutely. We're almost out of time. Doc, I didn't realize the time, so can you please tell us how we can get more information?
You know, with regard to this, like you said, finding a practitioner, whether it's a holistic health person or someone who has some expertise, you know, guiding a person through the use of whether it's CBD or THC is essential. I wouldn't suggest that anyone go down that journey on their own. That's exactly right. And, hey, if people are interested in learning more about brain health in general, like you mentioned,
yep.
I work at BrainHQ, and we maintain a wonderful library of brain health information at worldwideweb.brainhq.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And we'll be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk HZ, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me now, and I'm excited about this story on so many different fronts. This is an exciting story. When we talk about cannabis, we have never, ever put the words Bitcoin in the same conversation, except for today. Joining us today to talk about his business model and how he's running his business in 2022 is Alex Mazin. He's the CEO of Buds Goods. And you are operating how many dispensaries, how many stores? Tell us a little bit, Alex, about your story and your locations.
Absolutely. Well, first off, thanks for having me on your show. A little bit of background on Buds Goods. We're about to open our third store here in Massachusetts, which will be located in Watertown. Our other two locations are Worcester and Abington. Bud Goods is a New England cannabis retailer. We focus on the New England lifestyle and trying to play our part in the historic movement of cannabis legalization and in the business frontier.
When you say the local angle, what is it? Because many people are not aware that Massachusetts was one of the first states to really pass medical marijuana. And no one was expecting it to happen, were they?
Well, you're talking about medical, we're going very far back to 2009, 10, 11, 12. Those were the medical years. The adult use came on in was voted on in 2016. So historically, I mean, that in cannabis years is a very long time ago. And we were the first pioneers on the East Coast. And we continue to be pioneers on the East Coast. Although there are now other markets that have legalized, they haven't properly turned on. Massachusetts is a full-fledged industry. We have over 200 retail stores across the Commonwealth. It's over a $1.3 billion market last year. More consumers are coming in and getting into the legal market every day.
So how has this been for you and the growth of Buds?
Buds Goods. I think kind of getting back to the local component, I think there is a huge advantage that we have because we are on the ground operators day in and day out. We understand the consumer market. We understand the lifestyles of someone who lives in Massachusetts. And I think that's a really important piece that a lot of companies that are larger sort of are missing as they are not on the ground. And I think where we are today in the cannabis evolution and the life cycle and the history, ultimately, is we're still in a very early stage where I believe, it's still a hustle and a grind and a day-to-day, just being nimble and smart and wise at the same time, trying to predict the future but adapt to current market changes. Our market changes so rapidly that if you miss a beat, you could be left behind. You could lose a few customers. And so I think we're at a huge advantage being locals, understanding the market, understanding the lifestyle, and tying all of that together in a retail experience that makes current existing consumers excited and happy, but also focusing on consumers that don't consume yet, the future consumer, which is the greater majority of consumers in cannabis altogether.
This is, I just want people to know, because this is not easy, what you have accomplished. So I just want to take a moment to congratulate you. This was not an easy thing to open up, to get ready to open up your third store. I mean, this took a tremendous amount of revenue, money, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, you name it, luck. I mean, it took a lot.
Yeah, I mean, to put it into perspective, three stores is the maximum you can open in Massachusetts. And when we open our third store in the next 2 weeks, we will be the only independent, fully focused retail operator that has reached opening all three stores. So to say it really honestly, it's like no one else has really done it given the position that we're in. So we're not a multi-state operator. We're not vertically integrated. We were always focused on just retail and doing it really well and finding really good locations.
Yes, yes. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. That being said, how are you dealing with supply chain? How are you dealing with the economy and the rising prices? And then we need to get into the Bitcoin conversation.
Sure. I'm glad you're bringing this topic up because it's not really, most people probably aren't giving it enough thought. Cannabis is the only thing during this inflation period that has been going down. Cannabis prices have decreased over 20 to 25% over the last 6 months. In Massachusetts specifically, to your question around supply chain, our market continues to have more and more cultivators coming online, more and more supply. And so very quickly, within just a few months, we've gone from a market that didn't have enough supply to very rapidly having too much supply. And so we're starting to see market prices coming down, which is great for consumers and retailers. Not as good for cultivators, in my opinion, as sales become harder and harder, and new cultivators coming to market have even a greater challenge because they don't have those established relationships with retailers. So, you know, I think it's important for customers who were weary of going and shopping at a legal retail cannabis shop to know that pricing is coming down. It continues to come down. And that's because of the competitiveness that's happening within our supply chain.
I think
We're, as a retailer, we're finally, I would say, somewhat in the driver's seat to making sure we're selecting the best products for customers, but also getting them the best price points.
What was it that drove you to do this as an independent?
I'm a cannabis user, an advocate, believer. You know, that it was something I truly believed in. And that I'm also obsessed with the whole business acumen that is required to be successful. So real estate, compliance, governance, finance, capital structures, raising capital, design, marketing, building brands. You know, to me, the way my entrepreneurial mind thinks is like I like to dabble in everything a little bit. That's what keeps me going. I can't focus on one thing day in and day out. And so this had all those things that interested me. And I always had an entrepreneurial bug. I've always tried to start businesses. And when this opportunity presented itself, I just became incredibly intrigued, interested, and tried to be the best student I could be when it came to what is this industry going to look like and be shaped as, and what do the winners have to do and what should they not do. And so for me, I really feel like I have a good understanding of where this market continues to evolve. And as long as I have that, I think I have an advantage from a business standpoint.
And as a businessman, what made you look at Bitcoin?
Well, I want to preface to the audience, I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm 35 years of age. And so crypto, blockchain, Bitcoin, all these things are sort of like, they're the hot buzzwords, right? I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
Everyone's sort of in the business world talking about it. I don't care what sector of the world of business that you're in. You've had a conversation on these topics. And so one of my investors in Buds Goods had also invested into a company called Ibex Pay, a very easy-to-use Bitcoin payment system solution.
Okay, we have to take hold that thought. We have to take a quick break. We're going to keep you over because this is a very, very exciting new piece of the cannabis story happening right here in my home state of Massachusetts. We're talking today to the man that's put together Bud's Goods, which is three retail stores and in Massachusetts. We will be back in just a moment with the CEO of Bud's Goods, Alex Mazin. And Alex, what's the best website?
BudsGoods.com.
Stay tuned. We'll be back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. You know, I love entrepreneurs, and I love talking to them on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. It is Frankie Boyer. Welcome back. Buzz Goods has always believed that the importance of personal information, of being readily available to customers, that has been Alex Mazin's philosophy. It's the reason why he's had success as a single owner, only allowed to own 3 cannabis stores in Massachusetts, only 3. And so he is with us today, and we're talking about his model and how he is now entering the world of cryptocurrency, which is a conversation that, honestly, I can't believe more people are not doing this, because it just seems like it would, because the banking industry has been so resistant and not supportive of the cannabis individuals. I just can't understand why more
of a better solution.
Yeah, it was when I heard about this, I said, I have to interview Alex, because this is brilliant. Brilliant. So risky, but brilliant. Or do you think it is risky?
I mean, it's definitely risky. Absolutely. It's not like doing the cannabis thing's risky enough, and now adding Bitcoin or crypto to it is just increasing that risk. I think that's probably why you haven't seen more operators doing it. But I'm a big believer that, now that the IRS has put out instructions on how to properly document crypto and make sure you're compliant from a tax standpoint, I think if we follow those guidelines from the IRS, that we're doing everything properly. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm familiar with a tax code in cannabis that we follow called 280E, which is basically an IRS federal tax code that focuses on illegal, non-federally legal businesses, right, which is cannabis. And so with the Bitcoin piece, over the last few years, I couldn't think of a more applicable industry for blockchain crypto than cannabis, because banking and that being so difficult. But needless to say, I never pursued it for many, many years. Because as an operator, there were so many other things we had to focus on and get right. And so a few months ago, I was approached by one of my investors in Buzz Goods, who also happened to invest in a blockchain payment solution software. And it makes it really easy for everyone, both on the receiving and the paying side. And I thought to myself, okay, if this is as easy as saying, yeah, let's try it, then we should try it. And that's exactly what we did. And some of it was like personal curiosity. I think collectively everyone's talked about Bitcoin or blockchain or cryptos in some facet in the last 12 months in some conversation. And so I thought to myself, okay, a lot of conversation, a lot of like brilliant business minds speaking highly about it. Let's see if people use it. So we launched it like 3 weeks ago now. We've had one transaction. And that's exciting to see, but again, it's not, we have not seen it like really be this next currency quite yet. I wouldn't put it in that category. It's more of an experiment, and I'm excited that we're the first to do it here in Massachusetts. And to see how it plays out. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you know, you're really an experimentalist. You're
yes.
constantly trying to
absolutely
on creating solutions for problems that exist.
And how many customers?
This is right.
How many customers?
There's only one
right now.
Transaction so far to date.
Okay, but that's still exciting.
Yeah, no, it just happened a few days ago. It was really exciting because it was very easy, and the team was excited. I think, you know, another piece of it is a lot of our staff, you know, we now employ close to 90 employees. You know, most of them are in the younger age range, and they're excited. You know, they're excited to be a part of something, and I think they feel like they're a part of something historic potentially. And you know, they're happy that they get to witness it. And I think it's there's so many more components to it other than like, hey, we now accept Bitcoin payment. You know, that's fun and exciting. And I hope, you know, the risk is worth whatever reward may come of it. And if not, we'll say we tried. We were the first, and I'm happy to always take those chances.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, tell me where you see. Do you see expanding into New Hampshire? Do you go into Rhode Island? Do you go into Vermont? Tell me where you're going to go for Buzz expansion.
So first, I think there's still ample opportunity in other areas of business here in Massachusetts. Just to name a few, I think one, this is a really tough year for cannabis operators in Massachusetts, and I think a lot of them are going to struggle. And, you know, given our experience and expertise, we can really step up and help these distressed assets, as I'll call them, whether that's retailers who don't know how to get to profitability because they operate very incorrectly, or whether that's small-scale cultivators who just operationally can't make it. Maybe that's an opportunity
yeah.
we could come in and help.
Well, we would. So. Would you do us a favor? Would you absolutely keep us posted? Because you are just, we love talking to entrepreneurs like you. Congratulations on your model. Thank you so much for being with us. Give us the best website.
It's budsgoods.com, budsgoods.com.
Thank you so much, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. All the words maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.